Jerry Bader Show 1047. I got to step things up here. I want to get to two things. I mentioned that this shows media bias being defeated. Fox News poll shows half the country thinks the White House had the IRS target conservatives, that the White House is responsible. Well, that would be President Obama. One half of America thinks that. 49%, I'm rounding up to a half. 41% don't. 26% of Democrats, 26% of Democrats, 52% of independents, and 71% of Republicans. Meanwhile, 67% of voters want Congress to keep investigating until someone is held accountable. An all-time high of 78% thought lawmakers should investigate the IRS in early June. Poll shows the agreement across party lines. A majority of Republicans, 77%, independent, 67%, and 57% of Democrats favor Congress continuing to investigate until someone is held accountable. Most of the tax-exempt groups targeted by the IRS have Tea Party in their name. This is despite the fact the mainstream media is covering the White House's butt on this. All you have here is Fox News doggedly on this, conservative talk radio, and the conservative blogosphere. The rest of the mainstream media is providing its usual force field of bias for the president. That's encouraging. That is encouraging. Then there's this. Speaking of the mainstream media and specifically TV broadcasters, I've told you about Aereo over the, I wouldn't say years, the past few months. Not last year. It's this startup that grabs over-the-air television transmissions and repackages them as a web product. TV networks and local TV stations say this violates their copyrights, their broadcast rights. They've taken them to court. So far, they've lost in court. It is going next week to the U.S. Supreme Court. Barry Diller, media mogul who's investing in this startup, yesterday's Wall Street Journal. I want to share this with you. Broadcasters don't own the airwaves. On April 22nd, the Supreme Court will hear a case that could alter the way Americans have used and benefited from broadcast airwaves since the dawn of radio and TV. The case, American Broadcasting Companies versus Aereo, aims to shut down the startup Aereo's two-year-old video streaming service and claim ownership of the airwaves as the sole right of broadcasters like ABC, NBC, and CBS. This, quite simply, goes against everything that broadcast industries agreed to over the past 100 years. When radio and TV entered American life in the 20s, the government made a bargain with broadcasters. They would receive free use of the nation's airwaves in exchange for providing free advertising-supported programming in return. The deal has paid off handsomely for both broadcasters and citizens. Americans have enjoyed the ability to watch all sorts of programming from the comfort of home, beamed through the air free, and delivered into the living room by an antenna. Broadcasters, meanwhile, built large enterprises, earned billions, and became even richer after convincing Congress in the 90s to empower them to extract additional fees from cable and satellite companies. Then 2 years ago, a little company I've invested in called Aereo came up with an idea. Why not harness the power of modern technology and the internet to build a smarter, more versatile antenna that would make programming accessible to consumers on the device of their choice? It has done just that. An antenna in the cloud records broadcast signals and sends them to users over the web for viewing then or later on various devices. This has made an old analog technology relevant again, available to customers for only $8 a month. It's not a piracy trick, as broadcasters have alleged, but a genuine innovation that consumers should be able to choose. Yet broadcasters claim Aereo is stealing their content. Why is the industry pushing to punish those who wish to receive their television through airwaves, which are not owned by broadcasters? The answer is obvious. Broadcasters make more money when consumers are steered away from over-the-air program delivery and toward cable and satellite systems that pay the broadcasters retransmission fees. There's nothing wrong with that, but it seems rich for them to forget the agreement they made to provide television to the consumer in return for the spectrum that enables their business. He goes on, a consumer who uses remotely located antenna or DVR rather than home-based equipment is benefiting from innovation spurred by cloud computing technology. The type of antenna should not matter. To argue that it does threatens the future viability of both antenna access to over-the-air television and cloud computing. Broadcasters have now corralled the White House into joining their efforts to crush any innovation that challenges the status quo and the industry's lucrative business model. In March, the Obama administration submitted a friend of the court brief in ABC versus Aereo. The brief claims that the retran infringes on the broadcaster's exclusive right to public transmission. But this ignores the government's own previous legal positions and threatens to outlaw the entire cloud computing industry. It also puts the Obama administration at odds with technological innovation and the interests of consumers. Why, given this administration's oft-stated support for innovation, would it take such a position? In siding with the broadcasters, the administration has signaled that the preservation of legacy business models takes precedence over lawful technological innovation. It also sends a message to those consumers who cannot afford the ever-increasing fees of closed television distribution systems. Sorry, you can't have access to modern technology to watch TV that is broadcast on the spectrum that you own. As the U.S. Court of Appeals in New York recognized last year when it rejected the broadcaster's bid to drive Aereo out of business, no one has offered any coherent factual or legal basis that justifies the broadcaster's and now the administration's attempts to condemn consumers to the use of an antenna from a bygone era. It is unfortunate that the broadcasters and the administration have aligned themselves against competition, choice, and the consumer. The Supreme Court should set them straight. Barry Diller, media mogul who's invested in this. What do I think? I think it's a fascinating argument. TV is free. Because of legislation in the 90s, they must, television stations and networks must negotiate with cable and satellite for retransmission rights. But the television signal, over-the-air signal, has always been free. I think this is a monster case before the Supreme Court. And this has come up with the Super Bowl, where the NFL tries to say you can't hold a party in your church with a 54-inch screen to let your parishioners watch the Super Bowl because, well, no, you're infringing on. I think that's nonsense. Diller is right in that specifically the airwaves were considered public. They are licensed to broadcasters. Now, is his argument that Aereo is just a fancy antenna valid? But it does have some merit. What he's arguing is we are just another way to pick up over-the-air television, and we're not covered by the law that prohibits us. That prohibits cable and satellite, rather, not them, where cable and satellite do have to pay TV stations. We don't. We're not in that law. Is there any property, intellectual property infringement here? I don't think so. I heard someone on the radio this week sound like an idiot comparing this to people who pirate record concerts. That's a moronic analogy. You pay to get into a concert. Yeah, you can. If someone were to figure out a way to live stream a concert, well, certainly. If you have to pay to get in, that's a protected thing. Of course that's not the same thing. This is free. If you know, here's the analogy that I've used on this before. Now, the FCC, you can't rebroadcast a signal without permission. So if someone wanted to pirate this show and put it on another radio station, they can't do that. It's against FCC violations. But is there anything? Now, we don't charge for our podcasts, which you can find at the Jerry Bader Show Hub at jerrybadershow.com. We don't charge for our podcasts. Would I have a case if somebody started rebroadcasting my podcasts on another radio station the day after? I don't know that I would. Or what if they, that's not a perfect fit. What if they want to take the podcast and recreate the show and stream it live, my podcast? Or just the show. What if somebody wants to stream my show on their website? All they would have to do is link to our stream. But if for whatever silly reason they wanted to steal it, not steal it, but take it directly off the air and put it on their own stream, how would that be any different from linking to our stream? These, I think, are very difficult questions. The only difference with TV is not yet getting into live streaming its product. And therein lies the answer. Do you know how TV is going to have to beat this? They're going to have to start live streaming the product themselves for free, which they've been they don't like that idea because they think they're cutting their own nose off to spite their face. It's the only way to stop Ariel is to start live streaming it for free themselves. It's the only way. Because I think they should win. I think Ariel should win at the U.S. Supreme Court, which is why I think this is one of the biggest court rulings of this century. Because I think it's going to completely blow up the way media operates. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely, lovely weekend, won't you?
Jerry Bader Show.